All right, so let's start. Good morning, everyone. Doesn't like me. Okay. My name is Harin. I'm part of MySQL engineering team. My main focus is working on security features of MySQL server and libMySQL client. And today I'm going to talk about how you can extend MySQL server's functionality by implementing components. I'll show you small demos about some toy components that I have written, which is available on GitHub, which helps you check the password, whether it appears in any database breach or not. So with that, let's start. I'll just skip over. Right, so small agenda, the overview of MySQL component architecture, followed by two specific use cases, the password breach check component, which utilizes an already existing service that MySQL provides, and then one more refinement on how you can achieve component chaining or broadcasting a service call to multiple components, and some small library to help you with that. At the end, we'll see a couple of points which may help you write your own component as well. Okay. So MySQL component infrastructure is actually inspired by service-oriented architecture. It has a registry which allows producer and consumer to talk to each other. The good part about registry is that it's type agnostic. So it's not tied to a specific type. It can actually work on any service name, and then producer and consumer can talk to each other. Very easy to reuse, modular code, so you know, easy to maintain. One of the core thing about this infrastructure that is that it has strong dependency tracking. So when you're loading a component, it makes sure that all the dependent services or all the dependent implementation that the component uses are also available. If they are not, your component loading will fail. And once the component is loaded and defines all the dependency, those dependencies are locked in till the time the component is again uninstalled. Also, we designed it in such a way that it's not strictly dependent on MySQL server. So in theory,